Washington, this is VOA News. European space probe lands on comet. Afghan opium production soars. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. A comet far, far away in the darkest reaches of space has a new resident. In a scientific first, the European Space Agency's robotic probe called Philae touched down on comet 67P, climaxing a decade-long trip aboard the agency's spacecraft Rosetta. Lisa Bryant reports.
It was celebration time at the European Space Agency's mission control in Darmstadt, Germany. After tense hours monitoring their computer screens, controllers finally got the signals they were hoping for, showing that the 100-kilogram Philae spacecraft had landed on Comet 67P. The touchdown is a first in space history. The landing is the culmination of a 10-year, 6-billion-kilometer journey across space by ESA's Rosetta spacecraft to reach the comet. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
By exploring the comet, scientists hope to get insights into the earliest phases of our solar system and perhaps the origins of life on Earth. The World Health Organization says the number of people who have died of the Ebola virus is now more than 5,000 out of just over 14,000 cases. The WHO report says the actual death toll is likely far higher, as many people are reluctant to seek treatment for the virus. The U.S. military says it's conducted 16 airstrikes in Syria since Monday, most around the heavily contested town of Kobani near the Turkish border. The U.S. Central Command says that 10 of the strikes hit 8 Islamic State units, damaged 3 fighting positions, and destroyed an Islamic State logistics facility. This is VOA News. Libyan officials say car bombings in eastern Libyan areas under control of the internationally recognized government have killed at least 4 people and wounded about 20 others. The attacks took place in the city of Tobruk, base of the contested Libyan parliament elected earlier this year. The United States and China have announced new plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the highlight of a summit between the country's top leaders. The Wednesday announcement by the world's top 2 emitters of carbon dioxide could play a key role in global efforts to combat climate change. President Barack Obama says the U.S. agreed to cut emissions by 26% to 28% by 2025. That is double the pace of current pollution reduction efforts. China's President Xi Jinping says his country's CO2 emissions would peak by 2030. President Obama is in Myanmar, also known as Burma, where regional leaders have opened the annual summit meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. President Obama is expected to hold talks this week with President Thein Sein and opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. NATO says it has observed fresh columns of Russian tanks, artillery, and combat troops entering eastern Ukraine in the past few days. Russia denies the allegations. The region has seen an upsurge in fighting between Ukrainian troops and pro-Russian separatists, despite a ceasefire reached in September. Russia says it is sharply extending the range of its bomber flights from the Arctic Ocean to the Caribbean Sea and the Gulf of Mexico, a new show of military force, even as Moscow continues to spar with the West over its intervention in Ukraine. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says because of the current situation, Russia needs to maintain a military presence in those areas. The United Nations says opium production in Afghanistan hit a new high this year, raising questions about the internationally funded counter-narcotics strategy in the country. Ayaz Ghul has details.
The UN Office on Drugs and Crime says the opium harvest in Afghanistan jumped 17% from last year, and the increased cultivation could produce up to 6,400 tons of narcotics. The UN agency's regional representative, Andre Avetsian, called for finding better ways to fight drugs inside and beyond Afghanistan together with the Afghan government.
Without tackling the problem of drugs seriously, no serious economic achievement is possible.
Avetsian said political will and readiness are needed from the Afghan government and people for the anti-drugs fight to succeed. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Israeli authorities gave preliminary approval Wednesday for the construction of 200 new homes in a Jewish area of East Jerusalem. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.